solution in search of a problem. They've wanted to censor Mumia and others who are dissidents and who are trapped within the nation's enormous prison system and prevent them from speaking out, because these are almost always the most incisive and informed critics of that system.
I see. Brett Grody, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you for having me.
This is Riley Turner with KBOO News.
Jillian Pym is one of 137 activists from a group called Food Not Bombs on hunger strike in Fort Lauderdale. The activists are protesting a Fort Lauderdale law that requires people to get a license and provide portable toilets to feed the homeless. So far, 11 Food Not Bombs members have been arrested. Violators face a fine of $500 and up to 60 days in jail. KBOO's Dan Richardson spoke with Jillian today to learn more.
Food Not Bombs is a group that feeds, that shares food with people in protest of war and corporate greed. It's been around for over 30 years. It's an international group. We share food with people that would otherwise be gone to waste. We get donations from farmers markets, from supermarkets, from restaurants, from school cafeterias, and we just go at the end of the night, and it's like the stuff that they would normally throw in the trash, we put in our freezer and then feed it to people.
As far as this new law that's in Fort Lauderdale, what does it do for those who, like members of your group who try to feed the homeless?
It makes it completely impossible for us to comply with any of these ordinances, because we're only in the park for an hour or two, and you can't just hire a porta potty for an hour or two. And it's just they're completely unreasonable request based for the city.
So apparently you're on a hunger strike. What day of the strike are you on?
I'm on day 11.
Day 11. And how are you holding up?
I'm very tired a lot of the time, but I'll have like a major burst of energy and then I'll be really tired.
How has this affected the homeless community and homeless activists in general, you know, since this law has been introduced?
That's actually the silver lining, is that it's brought all of these groups that wouldn't normally communicate with each other together to work on a common goal. So we've actually made a lot of really great friends out of this. That's the silver lining out of the very, very black cloud.
And why do you think the city of Fort Lauderdale has criminalized feeding the homeless?
Well, the rich, fat, white people don't want smelly homeless people in their pretty touristy area. I am asking people to wear purple in solidarity. And Friday, there's a 24-hour solidarity fast. And then there's the Ever Ribbon, which is a donation page, because yesterday was my last day at work, so inevitably I will need help paying bills to continue this.
Any last thoughts that you'd like to give us?
Food is a right, not a privilege, and it's absurd that it's become that way in our country. And we share food in a public park, and we're doing a public service, so it's a public spaces for public uses sort of thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jillian. For speaking with us today. We've been speaking with Jillian Pym from Food Not Bombs. She is on hunger strike, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. I'm sorry I couldn't answer things better. My memory is not working so great the last few years.
I can see how that would be a problem, but thanks for mustering up the strength to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's actually our 4-year wedding anniversary, mine and my husband.
Definitely. Well, happy anniversary, too.
Thank you.
This has been Dan Richardson with KBOO News.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is David Lessem, Eric Tegedoff, Riley Turner, Joanna Peterson, Dan Richardson, and Jimmy Tardy. The producer is Mike Klepfer. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard about on the news tonight, here are their phone numbers, so grab something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM, on K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220HR in Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Joanne Hardesty hosts Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, on Between the Covers, host David Nyman interviews Claudia Rankine, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, about her provocative meditation on race, Citizen, an American Lyric. And at 11:30, hear Words and Pictures, conversations with pioneering animators and comics artists. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today.
It's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
You are listening to News from the Boo, our weekly program, Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m. or thereabouts, where we hear from KBOO folks about happenings inside of and around KBOO. Tonight, we're talking with station co-manager Monica Beamer. Good evening, Monica.
Hi, everyone.
The phone lines are open tonight, so if you'd like to go ahead and call with a question or comment, you can do that at 503-231-8187. That's 503-231-8187. So, Monica, have you heard from Mike?
Yes, we are in contact with Mike, who's spending November in Africa with the African Hip Hop Caravan. And this is his third year, and he's actually the North American organizer for the caravan. They were in Cape Town, South Africa last week, which I happen to know is one of his favorite places and a place he misses a lot when he leaves. And this week they're in Harare, Zimbabwe, at the Hip Hop Conference at the University of Zimbabwe and with several other performances. Then they go to Arusha, Tanzania, and Nairobi, Kenya. And Mike will be coming home the 1st or 2nd of December. And you can follow all of this on the KBOO Facebook page or KBOO Twitter, all of which can be found on the homepage of our website, kboo.fm. And you'll find the links directly to the African Hip Hop Caravan Facebook there if you wish to follow them directly. I think it's really important to talk about the purpose of the caravan, too. This is an annual project organized by several hip hop collectives to allow thousands of young people to experience hip hop culture at its finest as an elevating form of expression, a creative and revolutionary counterforce to all forms of oppression. And the vision is to build a strong and united African hip-hop movement based upon a cohesive network of African hip-hop collectives with strong ties to like-minded organizations worldwide. Pretty cool. So he says he's loving everything so far. It's not easy. They're traveling on a shoestring budget, but it's a great experience. Plus, Mike says he's the elder on the tour, or the oldest member at least, so he's holding an important role in that regard, too. I hope he'll do a talk or presentation when he comes back, and then we can all start supporting him for 2016. It's pretty exciting and important.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the work you've been doing with some of the groups Mike set up before he left?
Yeah, definitely. This week, we've been starting to work with some groups in the community, especially youth, and this week, including De-Gentrifying Portland Youth, who are in the studio. And De-Gentrifying Portland is a month-long series of workshops and public presentations for local youth of color to address the topic of gentrification and changing neighborhoods. And through this series, the youth learn video skills at Portland Community Media and become certified to use public access AV equipment in the future. And they are also learning radio skills at KBOO Community Radio and gain print and publishing experience at the Independent Publishing Resource Center. So then they'll use the multimedia tools to share their perspectives on displacement issues in Portland. And the class will culminate in two public speaking events where the work produced during the workshops will be presented to the general public, alongside art by local artists and filmmakers addressing similar themes. These events aim to spur conversation and action around issues of gentrification and affordable housing. And KBOO has trained 6 youth on production skills, DJ skills, and digital editing, and they'll be on the air this Friday, November 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. on the Youth Randomonium 1212 time slot, which I'm pretty excited about. It was fun to see them in here and meet them. And we have more community partnerships with diverse communities in the works, and we're excited to be providing training and working together with these important groups and individuals.
Meanwhile, back at the station, what's been going on?
So yes, not as exciting as Africa, but still exciting. It's a busy time of year, although I think every time of year is busy here at KBOO. So we're getting ready for December and the end of year giving time that's so important for nonprofits, including KBOO. We'll have a new member match and a 3-day drive in December. So stay tuned for more on those. We're working to create our first annual report in a while, in several years, and that will highlight some of the successes of the last financial year. So it was fun to brainstorm all the successes with the staff and board. I think sometimes we forget to stop and celebrate what we've accomplished, and we did a lot together in 2014. Let's see, what else is happening? So, we have some important events coming up. And every second Thursday, I think folks know, we have KBOO at the Clinton Street Theater. We're super lucky and grateful to have the Clinton Street Theater venue free again for us another year in 2015. This Thursday, we have Songs of Community, Satori Men's Chorus and Guests, hosted by KBOO programmer and Satori Chorus member Clayton Morgeridge. And that's 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton. So you can find out more about that, of course, on our website. And I think, we have the development committee at KBOO leads those events and is also really interested, if anybody is interested in hosting a film or a discussion on those Thursday night slots for 2015. To let us know. We have a lot of community energy behind those as well, which is pretty exciting. Then Friday, November 14th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Civilian Studios, KBOO Artist in Residence Tessie Ward will host the opening of Convergence, which is an audio, documentary, and sonic artwork that examines historical, environmental, and sociological ramifications of living in an imminent ecological disaster area, the tsunami zones of the Oregon coast near the mouth of the Columbia River. So this is a part of this multimedia installation will be featured at Civilian Studios, and which is in North Portland, and is a part of our Artist in Residence program. And program director Aaron Yankee is going to be here at News from the Boo next week to talk more about the Artists in Residence program. And they are going to be taking applications for the next Artists in Residence, so we'll get more information there. And then this Saturday we have an important event with Portland Labor Notes and 15 Now PDX about the role of unions in the fight for $15. So folks can go to the website to find out more about all those great events. And we're excited to be partnering in the community with so many good partners.
That was a ton of information in a very short amount of time, Monica.
lots of stuff coming up, it sounds like. Thanks, as always, for filling us in.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
See you soon.
Thanks.
انت قمرنا العالي عين القزالة عينك انت قمرنا العالي عين القزالة عينك
You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News here on KBOO Portland. Up next is Right to Survive Radio.
A sweet harmony will set us free and leave our
Artichoke Music, Satori Men's Chorus, and Mark Bosnian will present Songs of Community, a benefit for KBOO Community Radio, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. This concert celebrates Portland's love for local music and local community radio. Tickets are